it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
He's gonna take it. Got it! Boston wins!
Two legends in basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say, but it wasn't going to happen here.
We got a good one, people. We got a really good one coming up. It is the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman tagway along for the Ride Zoom It Pod. Brought to you by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. Big market tease. Bob Ryan was ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve. Everybody but Jeff Goodman is jumping on Bob Ryan's coattails. More on that coming up. Okay, do we need to watch, Bob, I'll start with you. Do we need to watch the Boston Celtics before the finals?
Well, you know, remember the plan was...
You understand my tone.
Yeah, they will beat the Cavaliers with or without Porzingis. And I think they will have a good, and it looks like it will be the Knicks. If it's not, it's Indiana. That's not going to be a romp. I'm sorry. So no, I'm not on that bandwagon at all. I'm still show me. I want to see them. They're very good at winning 25-point games. They're setting records, but sooner or later they're going to have to win one or two, that games that are in doubt in the last minute or 30 seconds in the playoffs and make the right plays. And let's see them do it. I haven't seen it. So we haven't learned everything we need to know about them. No.
I don't know. I mean, listen, the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, the Cleveland Cavs without Jared Allen. Then you might get, the Knicks without Julius Randle. I know we've talked about health all along, but man, that path to the NBA Finals, and your colleague Dan Shaughnessy, I think, wrote this or said this or tweeted this, like, is there an easier path that we've seen in a long time to get to the NBA Finals? And then, oh, by the way, when you get to the Finals, you may not see Jokic because he's down right now 2-0 to your guy Anthony Edwards. So, like, this path just looks like it's set up for a parade here in Boston. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay, well, no, I'm just cautious. I'm more cautious than that. That's all. I've just seen too much. And I still will stand. I'm doubling down on what I said about this team. They're very good at winning 25-point games. And if you could promise me that they're going to win 25-point games, have nothing but that, fine. I'll sign up for the parade. But that's not going to be like that. And as by the way, if they do get to the finals against somebody other than Denver, namely Minnesota, and as opposed to OKC, that means Minnesota is pretty damn good.
Yes. Well, and I want to get to Minnesota in a minute. And
but the path, everybody's talking about the path. Yeah. I don't know. Dan, Dan loves to harp on the tomato can thing, the same thing with the Patriots all those years in that division, that's one of Dan's great themes, and God love him. That's fine. But I have more respect for these teams than that. And I'm sorry, the Knicks are who they are now. We know they haven't had Randle that since January. Right. That's it. But I still
don't have Mitchell Robinson. Not that Mitchell Robinson's a core guy right now, but he's done too for the playoffs.
Well, then
listen, Jalen Brunson, the more you watch him, the more you just fall in love with this kid.
Yep. And, oh, he's great.
We're already in love with him. We're already there.
Oh yeah, we've been.
Oh yeah. But
my God, like the intangibles, the fact that, and one of the things you just appreciate about a guy like Brunson and Jokic to some degree too is like when things aren't going well for him, they're not complaining about every call. Like Jokic, they're down what, 30. The dude is not complaining about any calls when they're down 10, 15, 20, 30. Same thing with Jalen Brunson. Rarely complains, just goes out there and plays ball.
Yeah, he does. He plays clinically, efficiently, beautifully, intelligently. It's he's a case study that every I said the other day, every undersized guard in America should be studying this guy. You know, how's he do it? And well, first of all, you got to make the shots, but it starts with that. But he has mastered his craft right now. I still go back. You can't say it often enough that when he was signed by the Knicks, I loved the guy. I wanted the guy on my team, you know, fine. But I wanted him as my backup, my third guard. And I said, Knicks, you're crazy. You're spending too much money. I love him, but come on. Oh, boy. How wrong was that? And how happy I am to be wrong. And I doubt I was alone. But
no, we thought they overpaid. We thought, yeah, everybody they overpaid. Thought they overpaid.
Oh, totally.
And in actuality, they underpaid.
They did. Yeah. I have one more question on the Celtics, though. As I watched the game, I jumped off the couch when Jrue Holiday made a layup underneath because it wasn't a three. And we all know that they are great front runners, especially when, you know, Derek White, we praised him in a number of times. We all know what everybody thinks of him, you know, is making threes. Can they win a championship playing an interior game, Bob?
Well, I mean, exclusively?
Not exclusively, but, you know, well, one of the reasons they blow people out is because when they're hitting threes. Look,
they make these threes. Well, of course.
If they hit their threes, they blow people out. If they don't hit their threes, it's going to be a close game. So, you know, I guess you've already answered the question that can they win a close game? So my thing is, you know, that's what I'm wondering. Can they win a championship as a whole when the three's not dropping?
No, probably not. But the thing is, there's going to have to be a game. I mean, not exclusively, but there's going to be games where they aren't dropping and you got to have a plan B and be able to slip into it. I mean, I think we all agree to that. And sooner or later, they're going to have that game, you know, starting probably, you know, maybe it's game two. I mean, it's a given. And that's where Porzingis comes in and they don't have him right now, you know. And by the way, I have often cited that Luke Kornet ain't no stiff, and he's a very useful. That was a very useful pickup that Brad made last year to get this guy and as an insurance, and he came through in very, very big fashion in game one. So, you know, they're not, but he's not Porzingis, no, but he is a useful piece of the puzzle. So,
what do you think about that, Jeff? About my concern, my question.
Of which? Of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the threes are dropping. They blow people out. What happens if they get into a series with the Knicks game? The Knicks get some confidence. Well, for that matter, Minnesota, and the threes aren't dropping for a couple games in a row. And we all know Minnesota's a great defensive team. Can they win going to the hoop?
So it goes to six instead of being done in five. In
my okay.
That's right. The difference if the threes don't drop. But they're going to rely on the threes. Obviously, it's a little different when Kornet is out there compared to Porzingis. That is a difference in how they're going to play. But you know what? I want to give credit to Jaylen Brown because I've been pretty hard on him over the course of his career, and I think he's gotten better in two key areas that honestly I question whether he can get better at. One is his handle. I think his handle's gotten better. It's gotten tighter. And I think the other one is his ability to move the ball. Like, I don't think he's a great passer. I don't think he's ever going to be a great passer, but he's become an average passer. Where I thought he was a really not a good passer early on in his career, even up until, you know, a year or two ago. But now I think he moves the ball, at least makes the right pass and delivers it in the right spot. He's more willing. He's a more willing passer. Then dribble, 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 dribble. And at last, you know, basically the only time he passed the ball was if he had no shot or no ability to get to the basket. So I want to give him credit because I do. I think he's playing probably the best overall basketball he's ever played. And it might always not always show in the stat sheet. Like, I think he only had 2 assists in game one. But I felt like, again, he got some of those hockey assists, and he's moving the ball that lead to other easy baskets.
Playoff time, there is nothing like it. I mean, the energy, the effort amps up a good 50 to 75% compared to the regular season. And that's why you want to go to Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA. Now, they make getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. And here's the deal with the Game Time app. The prices of those tickets go down the closer you get to tip-off. They've got killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, and you can also get the view from your seats with the lowest price guaranteed. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets. So here's what you should do. You download the Game Time app and you browse it, and you can see that you can get Celtics and Bruins playoff tickets for less than $150. And again, the closer to Game Time you get, the lower the ticket price is. These are terrific deals for big-time postseason games. Last-minute deals. Save up to 60% off buying last-minute sports, concert, comedy, theater tickets. All-in pricing. Toggling this feature shows that the total up front with no surprise fees at checkouts and also the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticket industry. So, take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets at Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code CLNS and get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
I got a question for you guys. If do you think that if he weren't such a good guy, that Derek White wouldn't be saying, hey, how come I'm not the one on the Olympic team?
Yeah, I don't know if he's that. He is so just chill and too nice a guy and right. Too good a teammate.
Well, you know what I'm saying. This. I mean, yeah. The holiday is, and right. Derek White is
better.
He's played as well in Holiday.
Well, I mean, but that's but Bob,
that's all. I'm just throwing that out there.
Right, but that's a reputation thing, isn't it?
I'm just making a joke about how good White has gotten so good.
Hey, Bob, you know who's not on the Olympic team? Jalen Brunson.
No, I know.
Would you love to have him on there?
Yeah, well, who would kick off? Right. Is Halliburton on there? Because, you know, if he's on there, he earned it in the first half of the year, but he certainly is not that player now.
I don't know. I'm going to look right now what the Olympic team was. I can't remember.
Trying to think of the guards. But
yeah, I can't remember who made it.
Bob, let's talk about Derek White for a minute. Do you think he's a product of the system and the team, or do you think he's elevated his game?
I think he's elevated his game. I think I just don't see any reason why he couldn't take this anywhere he wanted to go and be the same guy. He's just such a nice player, and I continue to say how lucky they are to get him and why he was available. But here's a guy who was out, but he's it's obviously elevated this game, and there's no question, and he's a star now.
Hey, the point guards, Gary, just so you know, just to go back to it, I'm looking at it now, the point guards on the team, well, the overall team, I'll give you 12 quick. KD, LeBron, Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, and then you got the point guards, Halliburton, Drew Holiday, and then Kawhi and Tatum. So Halliburton and Drew Holiday, not really. I mean, again, I'd have Brunson over both those guys.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I like Halliburton.
Holiday, they cited specifically the defense if they needed a stopper at some point, somebody. They cited that, and certainly in the 12-man roster, there should be room for somebody who's a specialist.
I mean, I understand you're talking about you're comparing position by position, but just for the sake of the discussion, how about LeBron and KD and Steph? They're out. They're home. You know, Brunson's still playing. You know, you get those three guys that are there, obviously, for name factor. But Brunson has played better than all three of them.
Well, yeah. Well, it just wasn't on anyone's radar screen at the time.
Right. Well, there's no doubt.
For this level, it's
how many point guards, Bob? How many point guards are you really, maybe we should discuss this next week when we have more time to think about it, but whatever. How many point guards are you taking over Jalen Brunson right now? I mean, realistically, like, you want, I mean, I don't, you
oh, right, right now?
Luka? No. Do you want Luka? If you could have Luka or Jalen Brunson to start your team, I'm sure you're going to take Luka, but it's not an easy decision.
Well, I'd stick with Luka. That's high praise for Johnson. But the idea that we would be having this discussion,
right? It's insane.
But when a man scores four straight 40-point games in the playoffs, joins a very exclusive club. You know, he's worthy of that discussion.
Now, let's get to Bob's big moment. As we know, as Bob Ryan goes, so goes the world of sports talk radio. And we know how much Jeff Goodman respects sports talk radio when it comes to basketball in the city of Boston. So it was either one or two. I can't remember, Bob, if it was last week or the week before.
At least 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you brought up Anthony Edwards. And you mentioned him in the same breath, and you clarified, I understood what you meant, as the great Michael Jordan. And, you know, Jeff fell off his chair. So I'm listening to sports radio this week, and guess what everybody's talking about? Is this guy the next Michael Jordan? So, Bob, you're a visionary anyways.
Well, I also exited at the time, I'm happy to say. So the world, you know, Tanzania, they can read it if they want, you know, and that's fine. Now, what I said was in the X was, I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan or that he's ever going to be Michael Jordan, but there is a Michael Jordan swagger to Anthony Edwards' game. Guess what? I underestimated him at that point. I'm going to raise it up a notch. He may very well turn out to be this generation's Michael Jordan. He's reaching an incredible level right now. All right. So I'm very proud of my prescience.
Mr. Goodman.
He's super talented. Listen, he's incredibly talented. You know, again, I remember seeing him at Georgia and being blown away by his natural ability. I didn't see this coming this quickly. And I certainly didn't see this coming this quickly with this organization. I think that's the biggest surprise, is that he's not just putting up numbers. They're not empty numbers like some guys put up early in their career for crappy teams. But he's winning big games against the defending NBA champion right now. They're up 2-0 with two games on the road that they've thoroughly dominated. So, yes, he is incredibly impressive. And you're right. He could be this generation's Michael Jordan. That doesn't mean he's going to be Michael Jordan.
No, I don't expect to see. No, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. If you go, so you got some young, you know, some a modern fan, and you're saying, all right, look at this guy, and look how good he is. There was someone actually a similar body build, a similar type, similar face scan, was actually better. His name was Michael Jordan. Now they're going to go, oh, you old farts, you know, you guys, you know, but you know, that's all I'm going to say. It's a frame of reference for a modern fan. I think he is a suitable frame of reference to Michael Jordan, he and Michael Jordan. That's all.
Jeff, do you think he's past Jason Tatum?
They're different. I mean, they're just so different. Yeah, he's more electric. He's more exciting to watch and more electric because of the athleticism, the power, the combination, the skill.
The attitude.
Like, he's got the whole package, and he defends at a high level when he wants to. Like, so in terms of pure talent, Anthony Edwards might be the most talented guy right now in the NBA. And to do it again at this young age in his fourth year in the NBA is really, you know, really, really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, again,
you got to win titles.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Well, Tatum does too. You know, but does this guy, Bob, have the killer instinct that we wonder if Tatum has?
By the way, there's another guy, as long as we're talking about, though, there's another guy who certainly isn't far away. I mean, who's on a team that's contending, and that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, if you threw the two of them on the open market, I don't know which one people would go for first. So that's pretty high praise. We, you know, we got Edwards on the brain right now, but there's a lot to be said about Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, well, now the next question I have is, has the opinion changed? Because I'm wondering, Jeff, is, well, if the Celtics don't play, if Denver's, the Celtics would win the championship if they didn't have to play Denver. Well, okay, now Denver's down 2-0, and they might not have to play Denver. But with the way that Minnesota's played, with the, you just mentioned OKC, if the Celtics were to face anybody but Denver, can we still say it's a foregone conclusion they win?
Again, like Bob said earlier, a foregone conclusion is ridiculous to say, okay? Because you're still talking about if they have to face Minnesota, you've still got Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, who's super talented, and Rudy Gobert. And Mike Conley has been phenomenal. So I wouldn't say that. I would just say, yeah, it's an easier road than we all expected if they don't have to go through Denver in the NBA Finals. They didn't have to go through Milwaukee with Giannis in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Those
right.
are the two matchups we thought the Celtics were going to have to, you know, get through in order to prove that they were tough enough mentally. Well, now it's like, okay, you're more talented. As long as you get Porzingis back, and even if you don't now, you're probably more talented than any other team that you're going to face the rest of the way overall. So, you know, you're going to be the favorites. You're going to have pressure on you. But again, I feel like if they can get Porzingis back, you know, healthy or 90%, it'd be hard to imagine somebody else beating.
No, I would be to the benefit to have to a couple of close games before we get to the finals. That's all I'm saying. You know, something at least reasonably close, but you know, if you're blowing people away, let's say we step back, let's say we project and it's June and it's over and we just got back from the parade. We're going to look at this season in historic context because of these big margins. It's going to be their identity. You know, I mean, the standards that they set this year with 350 point wins, you know, that kind of, I mean, this is, you know, if they can cap it off and get the job done, this is going to go down in history this season for them. There's no doubt. But we all agree they got to get it done. And things are lining up nicely. I won't deny that. But I'm still cautious about them. I prefer to put my hand, now I'm not putting my hand on that stove yet. So
it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. Now, we hype ourselves thinking we could pull a Larry Bird 1990 card that's worth about $775. Yeah, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value with a complete view of all possible cards and clear hit rates for each one. And when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I mean, listen, it is the marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, display, full transparency. Arena Club's Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided, an explanation on how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/hoops. I mean, that's crazy, right? Wow, what an offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/hoops for 10% off of your first purchase.
Playoff time, there is nothing like it. I mean, the energy, the effort amps up a good 50 to 75% compared to the regular season. And that's why you want to go to Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA. Now, they make getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. And here's the deal with the Game Time app. The prices of those tickets go down the closer you get to tip-off. They've got killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, and you can also get the view from your seats with the lowest price guaranteed. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets. So here's what you should do. You download the Game Time app and you browse it. And you can see that you can get Celtics and Bruins playoff tickets for less than $150. And again,
the closer to game time you get, the lower the ticket price is. These are terrific deals for big time postseason games. Last minute deals. Save up to 60% off buying last minute sports, concert, comedy, theater tickets. All in pricing. Toggling this feature shows that the total up front with no surprise fees at checkouts and also the lowest price guarantee, or game time will credit you 110% of the difference. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticket industry. So, take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets at Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code CLNS and get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Bob, do you think the prediction or the assumption of Denver's demise is premature?
The way they were just completely, the word crushed was used, and I have to like it. Yeah, I'd be real surprised if they come back now. I mean, I won't be stunned. We've seen teams come 0-2, but very seldom after losing the first two at home.
Right.
I mean, the two that jump out in my mind, 69 Celtics 0-2 in LA, and in LA came home and won 4 out of 5. The 77 Trailblazers were 0-2 in Philadelphia. They went home and they came and won the and won in six. I guess there's other examples I don't have in my head, but the road that's a whole matter. I'll be real surprised. They just couldn't respond to what was happening. And Jokic was rendered mortal. Maybe that was one game aberration.
Because Murray.
Oh, and Murray's hurt.
Healthy. Right.
Murray's not healthy.
That's the problem. Jokic, Porter's not making his threes and Murray can't do anything, which looks completely useless out there. Jokic loses. Like, what makes Jokic great is having guys around him that can obviously make shots. If he doesn't have that, he loses what really takes him to a different level. He can score, but that's not – his game is really more predicated on his ability to pass, make people better, and then maybe get the ball back and be able to score.
You know, look, you talk about Murray, we talk about all the people that we're talking about, injuries, and once again, it just underscores as time goes on that when you get to the playoffs, I don't care if I have to play all seven games on the road. I mean it. In fact, you give me a choice between, am I going to be healthy, fully healthy with the best team that I can have and who I've got under my contract, or I have to play seven games on the road, I'll pack my suitcase, period. And we've seen
Minnesota
so many examples
without
of
Gobert. It. How about them winning without Gobert and Naz Reid?
Yes. Naz Reid is a secret weapon.
He really is. I've seen him since he was a high school player. And he looked like that, by the way, in high school. Like when he was 15 years old, exactly like he does right now.
Wow.
And there was always a question whether like he played hard enough, whether he had that killer instinct, any of that stuff, because he always had the natural ability. And he's been a huge weapon, like you said, for them.
Before we move on from this, Jeff, you have a thought on the illegal pick? In the Minnesota,
some of these calls are ridiculous right now, in these games in crunch time. And I know we don't want to put too much stock in,
I was surprised they made the call. I was surprised they made the call. I mean, it was the right call, but I was surprised they made it.
Well, they had multiple bad calls at the end of that Knicks game. I mean, again, the ball that went off whose hand was it?
Nesmith.
Yeah, Aaron Nesmith. His hand. They said it went off his foot. It was clearly off his hand. Then the illegal screen, what are we doing here? I mean, it's just, don't know. I felt like I was watching a Kansas game at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. Like, Kansas gets those calls, right? The Knicks got those calls at the end of the game at MSG. I felt like it was Kansas or Duke getting these calls.
You know, my mantra, referees, the one question quiz that they should answer before every game, why am I here? And you're here to adjudicate the smooth flow of the game, and you also have to exercise some common sense. And it is manifestly true, and sorry, folks, that don't believe this, that what happens in the first minute of play is very different than what happens in the last minute of play. I'm sorry. And that was a marginal call that did not have to be made. And congratulations, Dante. You got the, as Johnny Most would say, God rest his soul, the Stanislavski Award of the night for the flop. It was a flop, an excellent flop, and he got away with it. But the referees has to be better than that. So I mean that call, you gotta. I need to see blood, frankly. I need, you know, I'm no not. Doubt. No, I don't know. I'll be taken literally. I need to see more than that. And that not you. You gotta be. You gotta have anticipate in your head. Honestly, after what happened in the women's you know thing, the famous UConn call, every referee in America should be reevaluating himself or herself, you know, about how I'm supposed to react in a final minute of play or 2 minutes of play in meaningful games. And the rules, it is different. I'm sorry. Now, we have two issues here that we talk about. That's the judgment issue. The other one is they couldn't review that out of that off the foot thing. Why? If you can review who knocked the ball out of bounds, right, in, which is a crucial call in a game, and this one with the ramification, why can't they review that? Makes I don't no understand
sense.
That.
No sense whatsoever, but most of it doesn't.
Nobody, you know, can explain. So anyway, in the end, the Knicks lucked out in that regard. But then again, they made the big play, and DiVincenzo made the big shot. Just as Hart made the big shot before that.
But don't you feel the Knicks are the better? I mean, one of the things that
they weren't the better team.
Yeah, but don't you? I understand they had to rally, Jeff. I understand, but don't you think they're better than Indiana?
I mean, Halliburton was terrible. And Indiana still probably should have won that game on the road. I actually thought Rick Carlisle made a mistake because TJ McConnell was doing a really good job on Brunson defensively. If you look at it, he was making life difficult for him. And he didn't play McConnell for the brunt of the fourth quarter. And McConnell was scoring, pushing the pace, and doing a great job defensively. And I felt like he went with Halliburton because he felt like he had to. But to me, the better matchup, at least on that day, and it may not be going forward in the series, was McConnell on Brunson.
I agree with you. I don't think the Knicks are substantially the better team. I think this has got a 7 written all over it, I think. And fine. Bring it on. It's fine.
Well, thank God for that, because the Knicks are the only – the series that the Knicks have been involved in are the only ones that have been really, truly being engaged in. Okay, final question here. So Rookie of the Year goes to Bob's guys, Wemby. It was no contest. I guess the future is bright, as they say in San Antonio.
He lived up to the hype and then some. And who knows what the, you know, and how lucky he was that San Antonio had regressed to the point where they could get him so he could play for Pop and get placed in that culture. You know, maybe have Duncan hanging around, you know, as a quiet, you know, it worked out great. And they, you know, they got substantially better as the season went on. They started off losing every game, and then wasn't that way in the end, you know. He's 20 years old. And there's a good Times piece today, because that's The Athletic. There's a good Athletic piece today about Mr. Buford saw him as a 15-year-old, 6'11", in France. And was blown away by the raw skill and so he was on the ground floor of it. But you know, the other thing that Pop was singing his praises, he's coachable. He's so coachable. It's terrifying what with a 7'4" guy with that range of skill combined with intelligence and all the intangibles that go into making a truly great player. I mean, that's one thing to have everything going for you when you're 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", but when you're 7'4", and you have that going for you, this is brave new world, folks. We don't know what the end line result's going to be with this guy.
Well, you know, I always think of, at that height, I always worry about the Porzingis factor, you know, where you just want to understand. You just want to.
And the body, we know that was the big question, and the body is a question. How about you, Jeff? Does the body worry you? Do you think it's going to be?
It worried me. It worried me. It still worries me. So does Chet Holmgren. Like, those guys' bodies worry me for the long haul. Again, just because they've been healthy, you know, for a year here. And Chet obviously missed last season. And he's really good, by the way. Chet Holmgren is so underrated. They worry me every year. Every year I just you know, again, I think they're going to have to be managed to some degree, because I just don't know if they're going to hold up. Maybe I'm wrong, but you look at them and you worry.
Load management.
By the way, if we go back, if this vote were taken on New Year's Day, Chet would have won at that point, right?
Yes.
He just happened to get off to a better start. But
Chet,
and then this one
need to do as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But and this winds up being a unanimous. But what a great thing for the league to have both of them come along at the same time. And apparently, you know, this is great for the league. So we're really having a torch being passed here, folks. You know, you mentioned the Olympic and the fact that KD and LeBron and Curry are all on the Olympic team. But the fact is we've got a passing of the torch of young stars that are making it's going to be very good for this league.
I mean, and this is it for those guys with the Olympic team, obviously. They're going with the big names, and that's fine. But it is just interesting when you look at a guy like Brunson now, and you'd say, Brunson has outplayed those big names.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he has. But, you know, that's just the way it is. Look, the Olympic team, to a certain degree, is a gold watch for these guys, and Lord knows that they deserve it. And, again, the headline is Jeff Goodman, Bob Ryan says that we have the next Michael Jordan in Minnesota. No, he didn't say that. He's in the conversation. Has the potential.
He said it. Wait. He said it if it's going to be true. If it's not going to be true, he never said it.
That's right. But I will give – this is the thing about the commish here, is that he saw it 2 weeks ago, and now everybody's talking about it. So, Bob, you raised the issue 2 weeks ago.
No, he's right.
Everybody else is talking about it
now. Yeah, there's a lot of the same things that you look at, and you're like, okay, you know what? He is a killer like Michael Jordan.
Cut your heart out.
Get his shot.
Cut your heart out.
Right.
And that's what Jordan, too. I mean, you guys
know. And he can guard. Yeah, he can guard. He wants to guard. And, yeah, he might take a team. I mean, here's the crazy part. Again, he might take a team that we never expected to get there, because we crucified Karl Anthony Towns for being soft. We said that trade for Rudy Gobert was insane, how much they gave up for a guy that can't score. And Anthony Edwards may take this team all the way to the NBA Finals, and who knows? I mean, if they somehow win the NBA title in Anthony Edwards' fourth season with that around him, yeah, then you start to wonder.
Yeah.
That's bad news for the Celtics, though, Dan. I'm just thinking, if Minnesota does win the NBA title, oh, boy, it's not going to be good.
It's
not going to be good. But he's a killer. All right, guys. Yes, Bob, final word?
No, that's all. No, but if that happens, then we're all packing up. We turn off our ears. No more radio. No more TV. we go to a cabin in the woods for at least 2 weeks.
All right, Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Gary Tangway here. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Brought to you by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.